Aloha, what up, and welcome to We Random Podcast, where my husband and I discuss, debate, and drop gems on an array of topics from random categories. I am your host, Savannah, and with me always is my diligent and enchanting co-host, Izzo on the beat, y'all.
Yeah, what's up? We back in here, man. Sandy.
Back at it again.
Yeah, man, we back at it again with another one. What episode we on?
Episode 24.
You know you got to keep me on point with that. So
sometimes you got me.
Yeah. So. Yeah. What up, y'all, man? What's happening? What y'all up to, man? How y'all been? How y'all been feeling? We doing good. How you feeling, babe?
Good. Tired, but good.
Yeah. It's a little late, man. A little late for us, but
we had a long day.
Man.
Productive day.
But we had to get on here right quick and chop it up about this one. I'm going to let you take it away. Yeah. There's something that we need to talk about. It's going to be a quick one. But yeah.
I think there's a lot of
first
topics.
Name Derek, last name Jackson. Let's get to it.
The throttler himself. The thought throttler.
Man. Yeah.
Well, I won't call him thoughts because he misled them. But anyway.
Yeah.
So if you guys been seeing the name Derek Jackson trending on social media lately or on your timeline, it's because a recent revelation about the popular YouTube / relationship advice guru and his apology video has gone viral. The story has been covered internationally from BBC News, Newsweek to The Shade Room, and it has a lot of people talking about it. In case you aren't familiar with the author and internet personality or any of his work, here is a breakdown of who he is and why he's trending. So, this man here, y'all. Yeah. Derek Jackson entered the public sphere for the first time in 2012. It was a blog.
2012?
2012. It was a blog he had started, and he was actually revealing the mistakes he made in his relationship with his now wife, then college sweetheart. And he was actually going over how they reconciled and then they got married, like that whole journey. He was chronicling that journey on the blog and through social media.
Right.
So he became well known for revealing the strategies he had used to strengthen his and his wife's fiance, girlfriend, all that, their relationship.
All right.
So then he attracted over a million followers on Instagram, where he was sitting in the front seat of his car doing reaction videos, challenging singles and couples to rethink the way they approach their own romantic relationships, keeping integrity and honesty in mind. So,
yeah.
Here comes the revelation.
All right.
Jackson's happy relationship status was challenged when a woman named Candace de Medeiros alleged that she engaged in an affair with him. And she has the receipts, which have been posted. They've gone on a vacation to Miami. Candace has also produced a selfie that was taken in his and his wife's bed. Yes. In their actual home that they purchased together, or, you know. And also their private...
Oh, another meaning to in them sheets, huh?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, okay.
And proof of their personal correspondence, so text messages have also been posted. Jackson initially posted a now-deleted video claiming that he was separated with his wife at the time and that he was not cheating because they were separated. Mm. He pulled that down, and then he posted the video of him sitting next to his wife with their hands held.
Oh yeah, that's
apologizing.
All right, so that's the video
that everybody
seen. Really watching right now, where he looked like he pretty much punking her to do the video. Like he pretty much like, you know what I mean, like
we need to do this.
Don't make no mistakes on what you say now. I got your hand and I'm squeezing it.
If you want to keep me happy, you're going to do this for me, because he seems to have, from what it looks like, and you know, looks could be deceiving, but from what it looks like in that video, she was completely and utterly mentally checked out. And it looked like she was doing it, I guess, to support him.
I don't know. You know what? I'm going to say it was like she was daydreaming.
Was very much, you could tell that
she
wasn't all the way there.
She was thinking about something else, or she wasn't really present.
Right.
So, you know, it made it seem like, you know, why am I here type of deal. And, yeah. So I want to say something before we even get even further in this right quick. So this is what I want to say. First of all, I have, like, I don't follow him enough to say I'm a fan, not a fan.
No.
So me personally, I don't know about you, but for me personally.
No. The only reason why I know is from Abba and Preach.
Yeah. But I'm saying that's pretty much where I know him from. So, I heard some of his advice before, and some of it was cool. Like, you know, I don't think all of his advice is jacked up. He comes from a true place, but now it make you think, like, the reason why he telling you these, dropping these gems is because that's really him out there.
Right.
So it's like, he was giving brothers a bad name for the most part. Like, he was just kind of like, you know, pretty much trashing the men.
Right.
And that's why he got a bad reputation from the men's side. It was like, yo, man, why are you saying all this stuff about the brothers? Like, you know, hey, it's like this and it don't be like that. And so a lot of men were already trying to expose him. Like, yo, this dude, he lying, man. He playing games. And typically, when you find a brother, or not even just a brother, you find a man and majority of his audience is a woman and he caters to the women in his audience, that's like a pimp. And I ain't trying to say that women are gullible. I'm just saying that that's usually what men see. Like, he pimping the hell out of these women, man. He right. out here telling them everything. Just like women when, you know, pimps. You try to tell. No, I'm saying. I'm saying you try to tell other women try to tell each other, like, hey, you know, that guy's just telling you whatever you want to hear to make you feel better.
Right.
And then women like, nah, he love me for real. It's like, we basically out here telling you, like, this brother just telling you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
So you can pay him or continue to subscribe to his channel so you can get paid. So even though he had some facts in there, it was coming from, oh, man.
Hold up, y'all. That's the AC. AC went off. I forgot to cut it off.
Anyway, what he was saying was that he was gassing up women, making it seem like it was all the men's fault. And not to say that sometimes it's not, but the stuff he was saying was like over the top. Some of the stuff he would say was real over the top.
Right.
Let's go ahead and finish since you're back.
Yeah. Nah, I was basically saying, man, he was not putting women on the pedestal, but he was basically telling them a whole bunch of sweet nothings about a lot of things that wasn't coming from a genuine place. I would say for other men, you know what I mean? Like, I think his position and what he was saying was coming from a real place because, you know what I mean? He was basically exposing himself.
When he was saying certain things, like if a man does this and he does this, it means this.
Yeah.
So as far as if a man cheats on you, he doesn't value you.
Right.
And
right.
If he comes back to you after he's cheated on you, he's only trying to use you. So exactly. In terms of that stuff, it's like, okay, it makes a lot of sense to women. And there's some men out there who's doing that, but men.
And a lot of it is basic. It's basic stuff, though. Yeah. It's a lot of stuff that most men could articulate. It's not something that's crazy. It's like, you know, this is why it's
right.
He's basically like a Steve Harvey in a way as far as explaining how men think and how. But all men don't have that same mentality.
And the crazy part.
So you got to understand that part.
Was he was actually telling women what to do in those situations. Leave him. Drop him. Don't waste no time on him.
Yeah.
He that ain't was, for
that was,
you.
That was, and,
yet.
And yet, this brother out here.
Serial cheating on his wife for the whole 14 years they were together. They have two kids together.
I don't really like, for real, usually I don't like talking about stuff like this. You know, like this type of topic when you're dealing with people's marriages and stuff.
Mm.
But the way they going about it is crazy. Like his wife, like she even after now, she's like she's coming up with all these videos and she got this bonnet thing going on and she got all this military gear on.
But do you see what he was doing? Because what he did, right, if y'all didn't know, because it's a now deleted video, he posted a reaction video to him and his wife's confession video or his confession apology video.
Well, that's what he usually do is react to other people's videos. So he reacted to his own damn video. And then that's when it was like, all right, bro, you taking your whole sociopath, narcissist, you know, you taking all that to the next level.
Yeah.
Like, you outdoing all these people I didn't see.
But he was actually trying to push the narrative of, now I'm watching his wife. So it's like, now we're not going to be making money off of me because I ruined my image. So what we're going to go ahead and do now is put you in the forefront because you're a woman of God. You're a warrior. Women should be looking up to you to stand by their man. Go ahead and purchase my book.
I told you he was going to spin it because his whole thing was dead pretty much. So either he was going to have to play up to him being this new person and he has to be a completely different person.
Yep.
Or he was going to have to find another lane, and that lane is he seemed like he using his wife for that. But everybody ain't really listening to the wife right now. They like, okay, sister, you kind of tripping. Like, you know.
Brainwashed.
Not the fact that she, you know, speaking about God and stuff like that, but it's just like, what she's saying. It's like, she's talking in code. You know what I'm saying? Well, like, she's speaking in parables. Like, look, man.
There's parts that she's saying.
Look, the dude
that
got
is
you.
A red flag for me. It's like, everybody is evil coming for my marriage. And it's like, girl, some people just honestly care. You know, and it's not coming from an evil place. It's like, sister, go get some help.
Well, they use
go and talk to somebody.
And also, a lot of people are also coming at it like, okay. You're saying that this is your testimony. So you're basically saying, okay, this is out there for people to see what I'm going through. And people like us and other people are on here. Yeah, we clown a little bit. But at the same time, it's like, this is an example of what not to do or what not to look at. You know, there's a lot of gurus or people online. And you just got to realize that you can't put that much faith in another man or another woman to be able to make these type of decisions for you. You got to be grown adults. You can take advice, but don't allow their words to be full gospel where you're going to go and do exactly what they tell you to do, because this is what you see. You find somebody that actually ain't living what they preaching,
and
bro.
And everybody's situation is different.
Right.
Everybody's situation is different. No two people have the same exact situation. So just because one guy cheated with one girl and he wasn't married, it's never going to be the same exact situation. They're never going to be the same exact person with the same personality types. Yeah. You're not going to be able to endure the same thing the next person can endure. So
he don't even, but man, that bro don't even seem remorseful, yo. He don't even care. Like,
no.
I mean, I was his voice. I'm telling you, I was expecting his voice to sound different when he was talking about the situation.
He sounded very promo-ish.
He sound exactly like how he sounded on his reaction video. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, are you
where's
coaching
the emotion?
Us?
Yeah, where's the emotion
are
behind
you coaching
it? Where's the sincerity?
People? Or are you just like, I messed up.
Yeah.
You know, I effed up. You know, I made a big mistake. I feel like I didn't get no size. I didn't get no head down. I didn't get no nothing. But I guess he's trying to play up to that because he's trying to make it seem like this happened so long ago.
Yeah.
But then there's all the evidence that's saying, bro, this is happening right now. You can't act like that when this is happening. And then there's more evidence that popped up.
He contacted the mistress right after he made that video.
Bro, and they're catching him on that. And then they got the text messages and everything. And him talking about, wait, you know what I mean? I want to talk to you. And then the videos that he be doing, he doing it in front of the mistress's crib. So if you look at the videos, and he got this little white house in the background.
With the arches.
With the arches is the mistress's house. So he's out there filming it outside of her crib. And she didn't even know the dude did videos, right?
No, she didn't know that he had a whole YouTube following. She knew about his Instagram, but she had no idea about his YouTube and all that. No, in fact, she didn't know about the Instagram. She thought that he was a motivational speaker and that he spoke at churches for the youth groups. Yeah. So that's what she thought he did.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, I mean, that's weird. That's weird to me that type of dude, like, he's got a certain level of, you know, fame in a way, you know, where people know him.
Notoriety.
He's on different shows. The celebrities know him. They praise him for what he's saying.
His advice
was typically is catered towards women, mm-hmm. and giving women that boost that they need. Yeah, man. I think for a lot of people, it's kind of bittersweet. A lot of people just like, I told you so. We've been trying to tell you so. So now everybody kind of like, I had. And I don't think it's, I don't think the part for his wife, she's in the middle of it. But she's getting dragged because she's standing by him because that's what she feels like she should do as a married woman. He's already disrespected your vows, disrespected your marriage. And I understand when you say, in good, what it say?
For better or for worse. Ours didn't say that.
Yeah, but you need to think about that though. Like, for better or for worse, what are you really saying? Like, are you saying, okay, because this person is violent and not saying this is what he done, I'm just giving an example.
Oh, well, there was an allegation that the wife made that he was violent before to her family, and he had to go to the family and talk to the family about it.
Yeah.
And then there was other allegations, I guess, about that he made about the wife that, I guess, when she found out he was cheating on her and sleeping with women when she was pregnant with the second child, that she just threw sex off the table for them.
If you step outside of the marriage, man, you done already disrespected the marriage at that point. So sisters, she's in every right to do what she got to do. So she's saying now that he's coming, you know, back to God and all that stuff, she's willing to take him back. And that's an issue. Not sticking with your man is a problem, but it's like, bro, he embarrassing her all in front of everybody, and he's still more and more information popping up. And it ain't like, I ain't got nothing against none of these sisters that he was messing with, but it ain't like he went over there and was talking to Beyonce or something. Like, he's talking to, and I'm not calling these women regular, I'm saying he went out and he's talking to just your, I guess, women that you wouldn't know social media wise. Just, you know, your regular women, regular hardworking women.
Which is probably safer for him.
Yeah, that's safe. I get that part. That's safer for him to do. But what I'm saying is, like, to me, if you're gonna step out on your marriage, fam, you need to be like, you need to step up, fam. Like, don't be lateral moves. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you do that? I mean, as a man, I would think, why would you do a lateral move if you gonna cheat, man?
Tasha K call him Dirty Dick and Derek or something.
I don't know what she called him, man. She called him something dirty, something. But that part don't make sense to me. It's like, hey, man, if you gonna go ahead and step outside your marriage, you might as well go all out. Don't you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
if you gonna do that, if that's what you gonna do, but I mean. Come on, man. He outside of her job beating his meat.
Oh, the mistress. That was another allegation that came up, that he would actually be downstairs from her hospital because she's a surgeon.
Right.
And that he would be in the car pleasuring himself and taking videos and pictures and sending them to her. So when she would get out of surgery, she would come back and see him gratifying himself.
I'm not trying to downplay none of these women's success stories, and I'm not saying nothing. I'm not judging them about their looks or nothing. I think all these women, you know what I mean, are beautiful in their own right. I'm talking about, like, just status. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, women's a surgeon women's to a stay-at-home stay-at-home mom is probably an upgrade for him.
Well,
in his eyes.
I get that. What I'm saying is, I'm talking about, like, I guess, social status. Like, I don't know.
She's a surgeon.
Social status, like where she's
social
known.
Media wise, fame.
Yeah, like a on his level, man. Like, I'm not saying financially, but I'm saying
that damage his if he did that and he divorced his wife because, you know,
but people didn't know he was even married, fam.
I mean, the people who followed him knew he was married.
There was a lot of people that didn't know he was married because he never showed.
He always
wife.
Portrayed himself to be, I guess, more or less single per se, or in a relationship but not necessarily married.
Yeah, nobody didn't really know his status.
He kind of kept his wife
in
the beginning, though. He spoke about her a lot in the beginning. They've only been married for 4 years, but they've been together 14 total,
man.
I guess
I just think the situation to me is he was trying to get caught. Like, you don't do stuff like that, bro, if you ain't trying to get caught.
No, I don't think he was trying to get caught. I think he just got cocky.
Yeah, maybe.
I think he was doing it for so long and not getting caught that he got cocky about it. Yeah, and he just figured that nobody would figure it out and nobody would speak up. And even if somebody spoke up, his level would be able to turn down anybody else's level.
Right. Right.
They wouldn't be able to. He has the platform where he can speak.
Right.
But what these what that woman did was she took it to somebody who had a bigger platform than he did.
No, I don't even know. I don't even think I don't think she has a bigger platform, actually.
On YouTube?
Yeah, a platform, I think. Maybe about... Oh, no, I think she is a little bit bigger on YouTube. They about the same, though. They close. They roughly around the same, like 700,000-800,000 subscribers. I think he might have more on Instagram than she
does.
She,
and she is the gossip lady, right? Well, you know, that's where you go to funny, to get though. The tea. She's funny, too. I like that.
She's funny, bro.
But outside of that, that's the actual discussion part of it for me with this whole thing... Not talking about their marriage or any of that anymore. Mm. Just the situation in general for a regular person.
Yeah. All right.
So what does that do? What do you, like, if this was just regular people every day, how would that make you feel? Like, trust-wise, what do you think that does to a person's trust? How do you think her trust is damaged?
I mean, I think... Well, she did say that, you know, for a while when they were separated, he was already doing that type of stuff. So she's got a history of dealing with this dude the same, that kind of way. So I think trust-wise, I think she lacks trust in the dude, man. It is what it is. I don't think she can fully trust him. I do think she's willing to forgive some of his actions. And I think that's what's bringing her back, maybe, is because, you know, she's a spiritual woman and she feels like, you know, she needs to be able to forgive in order to move on. So I think her forgiving spirit is putting in a position where now she's having to face
anything. What if divorce is not an option because of her religious beliefs? If divorce is not an option, regardless of what he puts you through, you got to stay.
I mean, I'm saying... Still don't mean she gonna trust him. I don't think she trust him. I think it's probably still things that he does or that he might, you know, have a tendency of doing that she feels some kind of way. Hey, I'm getting ready to go out with the fellas. Are you now?
Or I can't, like, imagine him having a lot of guy friends. I just can't.
It's some brothers out there that just be riding coattail. So I'm sure he got some friends. Somebody gonna be around. If he got some status, it's gonna be some brothers that's gonna be willing to hang out with him just because he got status.
I guess. Yeah. You're right about that.
So yeah, I don't think I'm pretty sure he got some friends. And he might got some loyal ones, but I don't think they was loyal enough or good enough friends, because, you know what I mean, I would want my friends to check me if I was doing something I wasn't supposed to be doing. Like, hey, bro, that might not be a good dude. Good luck, you know what I mean? Especially being married like that, but, bro, he got caught up.
What about for that?
And it's still going to, it's probably going to be going on for the rest of the weekend. It's going to be more and more stuff pop up. We might be back at it again, talking about it again. For real.
All right, so here's my thing, right?
Yeah.
Trust across the board, because he's not just messing with one woman. He was messing with multiple women.
Yeah.
Some of these women knew he was married, and...
Right.
Well, all of them knew he was married, but the story he always told consistently was they're separated, they're getting a divorce.
Right.
So the part that we were talking about where he didn't even issue an apology to any of his audience.
Yeah.
And the women that he potentially hurt, because he did lie to them to get what he wanted out of it.
Right.
So he had all of these lies and stuff, so that the trust there is broken.
Mm-hmm.
His audience's trust is broken. There's people who's still riding with him and thinking that these girls are just lying. And, you know, once a black man or any man reaches a certain level of status, they try to bring you down. So they're still supporting, but he is steadily losing subscribers.
Subscribers, yo.
He's lost 3,000 at least already.
Last couple days.
Just from yesterday. But I had a, not a revelation, but I kind of had a question for you regarding
what?
That.
What?
Like, trust. Do you feel like, take it from like the woman that he's dealing with that he just contacted, the surgeon, right? Who had no idea about anything. So if this creates trust issues in her, should her trust issues affect how she deals with everybody else afterwards?
The surgeon?
Well, just in general. So say you have trust issues, right?
Right.
Should your trust issues affect your relationship with everybody else, romantic or not? Do you feel like that's fair?
It shouldn't. That ain't fair, nah. It shouldn't. I mean, you know, but it usually does.
Yeah, yeah.
It usually does for most people. Like, people go into it with a lack of trust, thinking that somebody trying to get over on them. You know what I mean? And that ain't the deal, but hey, man.
Do you think that affects people's quality of life?
As far as who? The person that has
the trust?
The person
has trust issues.
Yeah. I think it does. I mean, you pretty much going every you going at a lot of things with, you know, kind of judgmental mentality. So you're already judging things that, you know, from a negative standpoint. You know what I mean? And I don't think that's a good thing. You need to be able to approach things sometimes without being so judgmental. It allow you to see things for what they really are instead of what you think perceiving right. to be. You know what I'm right. saying?
So I think that's the crappy part about all of this for these women.
Yeah.
Even his wife. Yeah. Right? Because now they're tainted overall. Yeah. Their whole entire life. And they got to do a lot of self-healing.
Yeah.
And since he's the self-love ambassador, he's actually out here scarring people potentially for the rest of their lives if they never can get the healing done to work through that.
He hadn't been hurt.
You can't really hurt a narcissist like that.
He ain't been hurt on the level, on a deep enough level for him to be able to understand what either one of these women are dealing with. Other than the fact that right now his pockets is being hurt, I'm sure, and his brand and stuff is being hurt, and his ego. And I think dealing with a narcissist, if a narcissist gets exposed, oh Lord, for some, not all of them.
So
but,
just move on.
I mean, I don't even know enough about narcissists like that. You put me on game, and I've watched videos and stuff, and I was like, "Ooh, that's what that ain't know that I ain't know what that was."
I think the only way to hurt this man right now would be his pockets. So, but this is my thing. I don't even know if he lost all of those subscribers and he went down to like 999. If he would still be able to monetize because he had that subscriber count at some point. Yeah. And he's still getting these views.
Yeah, he'll still be able to get him some money.
So I don't think it would really his money's not going to be affected that much.
I think it depends on where his money's coming from. His main sources. He has those books. You know, if those books are main source income and no one is willing to buy him after that, and they bash
a cheating
him,
man's heart.
He got
you
some.
You would
names,
know.
Bro, he got some names on them books that just make you laugh.
Wouldn't you,
it's
sir?
It's just like he got the. He's like the perfect meme right now. Like everything that he had did previously. Like I even happened to stumble across an old interview he did a year ago on someone's channel. They had a low subscriber count on this channel.
Yep, I think I
and
seen
then
that.
People, I went straight to the comment section and they were like, "I'm just here for 2021." I'm like, yo. Everybody was on there talking about what he was saying, and he was setting himself up. And all of his reaction videos, man, look, for our subscribers and people that listen to our podcast, please go look up ABA and Preach, Abba and Preach on YouTube. On Instagram. We watch them, you know, we watch them pretty faithfully, man.
They have great discussion topics.
Yeah, but they got a breakdown and they did a mashup of a lot of his content and what he was saying and then combined it with what he's currently going through right now and how hypocritical he sounds. And yo, man,
the hypocrisy.
Like, man, we might just, for our YouTube channel, we might react to that video because it kind of just sums up everything. And
yeah,
then
I
we
think
could just
we totally
react
should.
To that
we should probably, put it up there.
That probably would be funny. But, yeah, man, I think I think the situation is unfortunate, but it does make for good content, man. Dude, I can't. I don't know, man. I just don't understand how you can put yourself in that kind of predicament, like where if you are on a social status to even do things with he's the kind of dude that he's not using his higher self, he uses his lower self.
Oh, but according to him,
he thinks with his lower self because he's doing things he's doing things almost like a dude that ain't never got none, or a dude that's just like, you know, fiend, like 24/7, I gotta have it. And because I got this status, hey, I'm gonna use it. So I'm gonna go out here and get these women. So it kind of comes off. It almost comes off like that. So,
like, the best advice that Abba and Preach gave was for him, Derek Jackson, was stop pretending to be that man and be who you are.
Be yourself. Or
be the man that you preach that you were.
Yeah. Like, bro.
Be him. Don't.
Yeah. And that's the facade.
Don't be the facade.
That's what's hurting on, man. Is like, you know, instead of you being true to who you are, like, you just painted this whole picture of who you wanted to be, maybe, or you thought people
his wife
wanted
thought
you
he was.
To be, and you're not that person, man. So you just living a whole entire lie. So I think it's gonna really hurt him overall, as far as, like I was saying, like how everybody's talking about him. I think that's gonna be difficult for him to handle. Even though he seems like he's handling it perfect the way he reacted to the video.
Well, he hasn't posted any new content. However,
but he took that mug down, and yeah, I don't. Ah, man, he.
I think the only way he could flip this is if he started speaking instead of from third person, from himself.
Yeah.
See, this is what I would do. So I'm gonna put women onto game. Because I like to cheat on my wife, so this is what I would do.
Yeah.
So check his DMs, keep, you know, you yourself logged into his social media accounts, so whenever you get a message, he gets a message, you get a message. Like, if he was putting women on game that way, and he was putting himself on blast, like, you couldn't do anything but like, man, he is a dog, but he has some really good advice.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the best thing you can do is be authentic in who you are, and then that's it. And
you're much happier being your authentic self.
Yeah, don't try to play up to be nobody else, man. And that's your ego at that point. You know, your ego is gassing you up, and that's not truly who you are. So it ain't gonna never work out the way you want it to work out because you're lying. So those lies are gonna catch up to you, and then you're gonna get exposed like this brother, man. So that's, hey, man. Knock it off, yo. Cut it out. And for the sister, man, look, everything ain't got to be televised, you know? It is what it is. And I understand you trying to take up for your husband and all of that. But you need to heal, man. Y'all need to heal together. Like, this situation ain't going to be... She's not healed from this, man. He's gonna need some serious therapy. He ain't healing.
She's probably been going through this for over a decade.
And
so she needs a lot of healing.
And
she looks like she's completely checked out.
She looked like she was out of there. Like she was on the verge of a freaking mental breakdown.
The sunken place.
She looked like she was.
I could completely believe if, you know, she was only in the relationship for the simple fact that she doesn't believe in divorce. I can believe, because that's what it looked like. It didn't look like there was any, like, affection towards him. It was just like, I'm just sitting here with him. He's my husband, but he's just a guy I'm sitting next to and I share a house with.
It's commendable for people that feel like, you know, they want to be able to do certain things when it comes to marriage, and no matter what's going on, they're willing to stay with that partner. Like, that's loyalty. But then it gets to a point where it's like, okay, how much you willing to accept from a person, and how bad are you willing to allow someone to treat you? Because at that point, that sounds like trauma. Oh, that sounds like, you know what I mean? That sounds like
you gotta have some loyalty to yourself.
Yeah, you need to deal. You gotta be able to deal with yourself too.
It's gotta be equal, man.
It's a partnership, so you can't be in a situation where one person is giving it all, the other person is just stepping out. Because at that point, it's not. There's no longer a bonded partnership.
Man, it's just, if it's happened over 3, 4, 5, 6 times,
yeah,
and this is a pattern, yeah, because that's what he says.
Yeah,
a pattern. I know patterns. Watch patterns.
He said, "Yeah,
sir,
that's what you want to watch." He said, "Man, it's something about
he was putting his wife on the game." I wonder if she watches his videos.
Yeah, man. Yeah, well, he got patterns, and right now, this is mistress number 3, I think.
Beyond that's come forward.
It's
number 3 that's come forward so far.
Bro, but that
with receipts.
But the videos outside her crib, that to me is hilarious. Like the fact that this dude outside her house taking the videos talking about women. What you should do is, if your man is trying to cheat, nigga, you cheating right now. Nigga, you outside your mistress crib and you got on.
You were just
wife.
Fresh in something that wasn't your wife's something.
Yeah, but you saying you telling these women that it's over with, but then you back trying to get with your wife and you saying that, hey man, I'm out here trying to find her and trying to be with her, and then all of a sudden you back with her. It's like, bro, what are you doing?
At this point, it could be cheaper to keep her because he's acquired all of his wealth while being with her the entire time.
Yeah, you already know that. But,
so,
you know, I would hope he know that. But the way he out here moving, he moving different. So,
but I mean, I don't know, she ain't going to come up for no divorce.
I don't know all the situations.
If she ain't going to have no divorce because of what she believes in, and she seems like she is that strongly rooted in her religion, to where if that is something that is stated in stone, she's going to adhere to it. It really, man, truly does to me. And she would actually need God to tap her on her shoulder and tell her, or, you know, the elders or whoever she has in her church telling her, look, man, we normally don't tell people to do this. However,
you need to do something.
Right. Yeah. For them babies.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can't be not present and dealing with all of this and be able to be emotionally available for your children.
They hadn't been attacked. She been in the back seat this whole time. Backseat rider while he been out here on the social media game. So she hadn't had to really deal with what I would think is a whole lot of nonsense from, like, people directly at her saying, you know, judging her and stuff.
She's very hard to find on social media because he doesn't have her tagged in anything.
So what I'm saying is, you know, like he even said the shit, man, in his thing, be careful with the niggas that hide their wives. He said, man, the dudes that hide their wives, they don't really love them. And the people, he said, watch how they treat you. The way they treat you is how they feel about you. I'm like, damn, dog.
I told you, he was giving his wife game the whole time.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, not having her where people can see him and stuff like that, there's a certain level of privacy that you want to be able to have. I get that part. But where it's not readily known or understood, you know, that you're married and, you know, you got a significant other, you setting yourself up, man. So, yeah. But, man, I guarantee y'all we're going to have another video probably either by the end of this week or by next week, you know, where we're going to be talking about some more information that popped up. I can guarantee that because right now I think it's just getting started, man.
Yeah, I think it's about to get deep. Entanglement episode where we just had one topic because goodness gracious, there was a lot to unpack.
Yeah, we just want to chop it up with y'all on that, man. I know everybody else is talking about it, so, you know. But anyways, man, if y'all get a chance, I definitely think we're going to go ahead tonight and react to either the video of him reacting to himself.
No, he deleted that, so we'd have to find it on someone else's page.
We're probably going to do the Abba and Preach reaction off of theirs. you know, we love that. We support their channel, man. So we'll probably react to that. Hopefully we don't get no strikes and no issues with that, but should be cool. I mean, we just doing our commentary. We're not gonna, I think it's just a certain parts of the video we're gonna react to, not the whole thing. But anyway, check us out on YouTube for that. That way y'all can comment, let us know how y'all feel about this whole situation. And yep. You know,
yeah.
And for our podcast listeners,
yeah,
if you guys are in need of some extra randomness, head over to our YouTube channel to watch our reaction videos that we post only on YouTube.
Yeah, it's new, man.
Each week we release our reaction to some crazy videos or some not so crazy videos.
Yeah.
And you'll only find it on YouTube.
Yeah.
So don't forget to follow us on IG at WeRandomTV, Savannah808Smiles, and Izzo on the beat.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to like our We Random Facebook page.
Yeah.
And if you're looking to contact us about featuring your brand, music, or products, hit us up at werandomlive@gmail.com. And you can also hit us up there with any questions, topics, and feedback. And finally, don't forget to share, like, and subscribe to our We Random TV channel on YouTube. Yeah. So mahalo for listening, watching, and supporting. We wish y'all health, wealth, and blessings. Aloha!